And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 14th of November, 2010. It's the birthday of Condoleezza Rice, born in Birmingham, Alabama, 1954. Parents were educators. They educated her. She grew up taking lessons in French, ballet, and ice skating. Growing up in Birmingham when it was still segregated, she was friends with one of the little girls who died in the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in 1963, which happened not far from her own house. She planned to become a concert pianist, went off to the University of Denver to study piano, switched to political science. She got interested in the Soviet Union. She wrote her PhD thesis on military policy in the former Czech Republic. At the age of 26, she switched from being a Democrat to a Republican, taught at Stanford, worked for Gerald Ford and the first George Bush, became provost at Stanford, youngest person ever to have that job. In 2001, she became George W. Bush's national security advisor, and in 2005, Secretary of State. Her memoir, Extraordinary Ordinary People, came out just a month ago, got great reviews, and is a bestseller. It's the birthday of P.J. O'Rourke, born in Toledo, 1947, author of many books, including Give War a Chance, and most recently, Driving Like Crazy. P.J. O'Rourke, who said the source of the word humorist is one who regards human beings in terms of their humors, you know, whether they're sanguine or full of yellow bile. You stand back from people and regard them as types. And one finds, especially by the time one reaches one's 50s, that there are a limited number of types of people in the world. And you went to high school with every single one of them. You can visit the Eskimos. You can visit the Bushmen and the Kalahari. You can go to Israel. You can go to Egypt. But everybody you meet is going to be somebody you went to high school with. It's the birthday of Astrid Lindgren, born in Vimmerby, Sweden, 1907, grew up on a farm in southern Sweden. One day her daughter Karin was sick in bed, so she told her stories about a spunky, independent girl who makes fun of adults and gets by just fine without a family or education or boys. And that girl was Pippi Longstocking, with magical powers and freckles and red pigtails that stuck out on either side of her head. The book was published in Sweden in 1945, Pippi Långstrumpa, and it became one of the most beloved children's books of all time. It's the birthday of the cartoonist William Steig, New York City, 1907, who drew the cartoon Shrek, which led to the movie, and the impressionist painter Claude Monet, born in Paris, 1840, who said, "I perhaps owe having become a painter to flowers." Here's a poem for today by Robert Herrick, No Loathsomeness in Love. What I fancy, I approve. No dislike there is in love. Be my mistress, short or tall, and distorted therewithal. Be she likewise one of those that an acre hath of nose. Be her forehead and her eyes full of incongruities. Be her cheeks so shallow too as to show her tongue wag through. Be her lips ill-hung or set, and her grinders black as jet. Has she thin hair? Hath she none? She's to me a paragon. Robert Herrick's No Loathsomeness in Love. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com, 800-555-TREE. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.